There is a tort, a wrong in the law, called criminal conversation. In many states, it's been abolished by statute or court decision. Criminal conversation means this. If a wife strayed during marriage, her husband could sue the wife's paramour for interfering with a marital relationship. Criminal, meaning a crime against God. Conversation, meaning more than conversation. Courts in the early 1800s began recognizing the tort, and it thrived for 100 years or more in many jurisdictions. Maryland, for example, recognized criminal conversation as early as 1828. Then, in 1972, the Maryland Supreme Court found that allowing cases to proceed on criminal conversation grounds invited fraud and blackmail. It also found criminal conversation a tad sexist because, originally at least, only men could sue on criminal conversation grounds. In many other states, legislatures took action to abolish the tort, passing so-called heartbalm statutes, laws meant to stop anyone from suing, in essence, for a broken heart. All this is background for a case decided in Maryland a few weeks ago. A husband sued his wife after he found out she had conversed with another, and twins resulted from the union. Getting over his shock, the twins were three when he found out, he divorced his wife, then sued her for fraud and intentional infliction of emotional distress. That tort is one that allows the plaintiff to prevail if an average person, hearing the facts of the case, would stand up, shake her fist, and yell, "Outrageous!" But that's not what the Maryland judges did in the case. Instead, they looked at the facts and the pleadings and found them remarkably similar to the old abolished criminal conversation tort. An outrageous story, perhaps, but one based upon her adulterous actions. The court, 5-0, found that it could not allow the case to go forward because criminal conversation had been abolished more than 25 years before. Compare, however, a case from North Carolina decided within the past year. In that case, a woman presented to a jury her charges of criminal conversation and another similar tort called alienation of affections against her ex-husband's love. The story of a loving husband wooed to fruition by a secretary at the workplace apparently struck a chord with the jury. It awarded the wronged wife $1 million for her emotional distress. The defendant's secretary first asked the trial court judge to decide the case without considering the jury's verdict. The judge refused. He also refused to rehear the case. So the defendant appealed, without success. The North Carolina Appeals Court upheld the $1 million award, recognizing that the state Supreme Court had yet to abolish criminal conversation, explicitly refusing to abolish it in a case from 1985. The defendant presented her arguments in favor of abolishment skillfully, the court wrote, but it would not attempt to second-guess the state Supreme Court on the issue. Criminal conversation lives on in North Carolina. Or perhaps you could say it thrives. The defendant in the case from North Carolina took her skillfully presented arguments against criminal conversation to the North Carolina Supreme Court, but the justices, just a few months ago, refused to hear her appeal. I'm Amy Guida.